Hello, my name is Alisha. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Teresa Stinger?
What's this about?
It's a public opinion research. If you don't mind answering a couple questions, ma'am.
Sure.
All right. First of all, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
Yeah.
Great. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the election for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and other offices on November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Don't you, or you don't think you will vote?
I will vote, yes.
Thinking about past elections in Kern County for local offices like county board of supervisors, do you always vote most of the time, only vote some of the time, or do you not vote in those races?
All the time.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
A little bit in between both.
Okay, would you say you're leaning more toward right direction or wrong track?
I say wrong.
Thank you very much. Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I would like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Gavin Newsom.
Horrible person. The worst vote ever.
Donald Trump.
Amazing.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, no.
Kim Sellers.
Somewhere in the middle, because I don't know who that is.
Would you say somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Unfavorable, because I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Oh, wait, is she a Democrat or a Republican?
I wouldn't be able to tell you, ma'am.
Then unfavorable.
Okay. Letitia Paris.
She is local here. Forgot what she says. Favorable.
Would you say somewhat or very unfavorable? Oh, very favorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Thank you. And would you say Letitia Perez is doing an excellent, good, or just fair, or poor job as county supervisor?
Fair.
Okay, thank you. Overall, do you think county supervisor Letitia Perez deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone new should be given a chance?
Someone new.
Thank you. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump, all the way.
Thank you. And if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and candidates in your district were Letitia Paris, County Supervisor, and Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, for whom would you vote? Letitia Paris, County Supervisor, or Kim Salas?
The second one.
Thank you. How certain are you that you would vote for Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director? Or are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
Please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for county supervisor. Roads and traffic, homelessness, jobs and the economy, crime, housing costs, county taxes, climate change.
Well, that's easy. Homelessness.
Thank you. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Ken Salas. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Ken Salas for county supervisor. Salas will fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved job training programs. How convincing would this be for you?
It's convincing.
Would you say very, somewhat, or a little?
Somewhat. Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. Streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, streetlights work, and that trash and graffiti are cleaned up.
Somewhat.
Thank you.
Good.
Salas will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long, and that new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickup, road repair, and parks and recreation.
Yes, very certain.
Yes. Okay. Salas wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community services to stop drug use before it starts.
Very concerned for, yes.
Okay. Salas says her top priority is to fight crime by making sure that law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhoods safe.
Very concerned.
You mean very convincing?
Yes, that's it. That's the word.
Thank you. After hearing more information, if the election for current county supervisors were held today, and the candidates were Letitia Paris, county supervisor, and Kim Salas, assembly member, district director, for whom would you vote? Letitia Paris, county supervisor, or Kim Salas, assembly member, district director?
Salas.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a series of statements about Letitia Paris. For each one, please tell me whether that statement is accurate, raises very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubt in your mind about voting for Letitia Paris for county supervisor. Paris pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voting record as a county supervisor. She paid a $30,000 fine and was sentenced to 100 hours of community service for her offense.
What was the decision? Concerned.
If it raises very serious doubts, minor doubts, no real doubts.
Minor, serious doubts. How's that?
Okay. Paris does not show up for work. In her last two terms, she missed more board meetings than all other supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of board meetings.
Wow, I didn't know that. Serious doubt.
Okay. As county supervisor, Paris has cut funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all of California.
Shit.
Would you say very serious doubts, minor doubts?
Very serious doubts. Homicide. Yeah.
Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Republican.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
conservative.
Would you say very or somewhat conservative?
Very.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Of schooling?
Yes.
I graduated high school and a little bit of college.
Would you say some college?
Some college, yeah.
Thank you. In what year were you born?
Oh, my God. Do I really have to say? I'm kidding. 1967.
Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
White.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Teresa.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you.